thing that you want to be focusing on is where is their sense of urgency? Because, I mean, just think for a second. I mean, you don't need to tell me what the answer is.
Okay.
Just think for a second. I'm going to ask you three separate questions.
Okay.
What is one thing that you could do in your business life, either eliminating something from your business life or adding something to, or a change in the way that you're doing something right now that would make you more effective and or make you enjoy your work more? You don't have to give me the answer. Just tell me you have it. Just one thing. It doesn't have to be the most important thing, just one thing.
Okay.
What could you add? You got one?
Yep.
Okay, so just hang on to that one. Okay, now I want you to think about your relationship with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something that you would like him to do or that you could do for him or that you guys could do together or you could stop doing altogether. Again, you don't need to share with me what it is. It doesn't have to be the biggest, most important thing. It could be something that he could do or you could do or you guys could do together or you could stop doing. Any one of those things, and it doesn't have to be like the most important thing. You might just think, you know, if we could have a leisurely lunch by ourselves once a week where we could truly connect without business, and, you know, boom.
Okay.
Okay, so you got that one?
Okay.
Okay, and now in all other relationships, so not with work, not with your husband, and, you know, just other stuff that you're doing in community or with friends or in sports or athletics or in your church or anywhere, something that you could either do or stop doing or add to your routine that would make all of those or any of those relationships a more fulfilling commitment.
Okay.
And again, it doesn't have to be the biggest one. Just tell me when you've got one.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so with all three of those, personal life, professional life, and spousal relationship, what would you say is the sum total? I wasn't timing it, but what would you say is the sum total that it took you to get all three of those things?
10, 15 seconds.
I think that's probably pretty accurate. So, I mean, it didn't take very long of thinking you had something. Now, with those things, had I asked you that same question at the very first part of the year, January the 1st, and we were talking about New Year's resolutions, could those three things also have applied back then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the perfect example that I asked you about three very different areas of your life, about things that you could do or should do or would like to do or not do that would improve the quality of your life in all three of those areas. And it took you a sum total of 10 to 15 seconds to think about them, and they've been on your plate for, at the very least, 4 months. So there we have examples of things that are floating around in your mind. Doesn't take very much time to think about what they are. Yet, the sense of urgency with each of those three things, none of them have gotten to the point where they've risen to the point where you say, enough is enough. I have to act on this now. And guess what? Your experience that you just had is very similar to almost everybody that I've ever taken through that exercise. In fact, many people are even quicker. Got it. Okay, got it. And, you know, their sum total is 6 seconds, 3 seconds in some cases. And sometimes when I say, was that back on your plate, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, some people often say, it's been on my plate for 2 years. I've been thinking about it, just haven't done anything about it. That is a very, very common experience for any human being. And, you know, it's not good or bad, it's just what is. And that's life, because we've got a lot of things on our plate. The moral of the story is virtually any client that you would sit down with and ask a good, hyper open-ended question, wouldn't your life would you like your money to do for you that you haven't addressed yet or haven't addressed completely? Almost all of them could think of something in 3 to 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You might have to ask them a second time in a slightly different way, but something would come up in their mind. You literally cannot help the thought from popping into your mind. But then the next thing is, we've got to be able to get that the sense of urgency is high enough that they'll act on it.